Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lo Yiskachi Li B'mana V'nil Fa Mashkan Aleha Enim Mekudeshes. If someone promises a mana to a woman, and he says she should be Mekudeshes with the mana, V'nil Fa Mashkan Aleha, and he gave her a mashkan Tachas HaMana, in place of the mana, says, Zot B'gimara Enim Mekudeshes. Mana Enkan, Mashkan Enkan. There's no mana, there's no mashkan. The question is, what does the Gemara mean? Why exactly is there no Kiddushin in this case? So the Rishonim have a debate. There are two main schools of thought in the Rishonim as to why Kiddushin doesn't take place in this situation. The Ramban explains. Mashmali dehachi perusha. Kevin shuhuenu makacha begufa shamashkan. Apal pisho amr la kini oso lushibud mona vekonsa. Ein kan mashkan. Klomar she'eno konebo. He's not being makarisha with the gufa shamashkan. What's he really being makarisha with? With the mona. See, he's being makarisha with the mona, not with the mashkan. Apal pisho amr la kini oso lushibud mona. Even though he's giving the mashkan in order that she should be kone the mona. That he's not just mischayev the money, he's not just obligating himself to pay the money, but the shibud is actually chal. He's not just mischayev befer, but the mesiras hamashkin, in a sense, according to the Rabban, is a kinyan for the shibud hamone. Nevertheless, it's not going to work. Ein kan mashkin, he's not kone the mashkin. The havilei kalva, the lesser be'en, hoel umone ein kan. It's like a halva that's not be'en, because the money is not here. The fikach, says the Ramban, she's not Mekudeshes, he can take back the Mashkan, he hasn't given her anything. The Ramban basically seems to be saying that it's not that the Hischaivus is not Chal as a result of giving the Mashkan. The Hischaivus really is Chal. There's a Shibud Mechosin that's created as a result of giving over the Mashkan, that's Kona, the Shibud of the Mone. The problem is, it's less a Be'en, it's not here. He's not giving her something, and it's like a milveh, just like Mekadesh b'milveh and a Kodesh, because he's not giving her something. Ramban says here too, he's not really giving her anything. Because he's not giving her the guf hamashkan, that's going to go back to him. The mana, he's not giving her a mana yet. Even though he's mischayev to give her the mana, and that his chayev is, she's taka kona, because the giving over of the mashkan is taka a kinyan, for the hischaivus, Zot Ramban, it's still a davashena be'en, it's a davashena mamish. He's not giving her anything because he hasn't transferred the money as of yet, and the mashkin is still ogid gabei, the mashkin is still linked to him, it's connected to him because it's going back. So that's why she's not going to be mekudeshes, because he hasn't given her anything. That's how the Ramban learns the sugya. The Rashba echoes the Ramban's sentiment. He quotes the Ramban, but he's in the same school of thought as the Ramban. The Rashba writes as follows: Klomar mona shu mekadesh bo eino kan, mashkan sheiniach l'shibud al hamona eino shaveh kan klum. The mona is not here. He didn't give her the mona. The mashkan that he gave her for shibud hamona is not shaveh anything. Shlo nosen lo gubah shal mashkan lekidushin elo l'shibud hamona ubamet eskadesh. Zok the Rashba. What did he give her the mashkan for? He didn't give her the gubah shal mashkan to be mekudesh as which. He gave it to her l'shibud hamona. What does that mean? He gave it to her so that she'd be kone the shibud hamona, the same as the Ramban. That mesiras hamashkin, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, taka works. It's kone the shibud. He really is chayiv. It's not just the dibur balm. If she wants to come to Bez Din and be motzi the mona from him, she can. She's kone the shibud hamona by getting the mashkin. It's like a kinyan. But nevertheless, Dr. Rashba, she's not going to be Mekudeshes, because Bamet is Kaddish. What's she going to be Mekudeshes with? The Mashkan is still Ogi Gabe, it's going back, it's still tied to him, it's tied to the Baal, because it's going back to him. The Mone, he didn't give her the Mone yet. So even though he's Chayev to give her the Mone, and she was Taka Kone the Shibur HaMone, Dr. Rashba, she's not going to be Mekudeshes, because he didn't give her anything. Vafilu amar la harini chayev lecha mona bekinyan viskachi libo ena mekudeshes she'en kan mona ela milva v'lo kona. Dr. Rashba, even if he actually did a kinyan, let's say he did a kinyan sudur to be kona, that she should be kona the shibud hamona, it's still not going to help her for kiddushin. It might help her that now she can demand that mona in Bez Din. Yes, she might be kona the shibud through giving over of the sudur. That's not going to help her for kiddushin. Afilu kosev l'shtar olav eina makudash. Zok the Rashba nachamol. Even if he gave her a shtar, kinyan tzuder, it's all the same thing. It's a kinyan on the shibud hamana. She can demand the money in Bezdin now because he actually made a kinyan on the money. It's not just the hischaibus bedibur, but he actually made a kinyan on the hischaibus, so she really can demand it in Bezdin. If he only was mischaib bedibur, so then just like in Amekach nikna bedibur bilvad, hischaibus isn't nikna bedibur either. Right? So if he's only mischaib bedibur, then she can't demand it from him. It's the right thing for him to do. Right? It's the right thing for him to do, to pay up if he's mischaib ba'amira, but she can't demand it from him because there's no kinyan. But if he does a kinyan sudr, or if he gave over a shtar, there's a shtar hischaivas, zakhtar ashbah, she really can demand it. She can demand it because there was a kinyan. Mesiras hamashkin is like a shtar, it's like a kinyan sudr. There can be a demand on that money because there was a kinyan on the money. But zakhtar ashbah, it's not going to help for kiddushin, because even though he's really chayiv the money, it's not just b'dibur ba'amar, the taka was a kinyan. He might be chayav the mona, but he still hasn't given her anything. Mona enkan, mashkin enkan. Mona enkan, because even though he's chayav to give her the mona, but he still hasn't given it to her yet, it's still ogigabe. Mashkin enkan, he's never going to give her the mashkin, because it's always going to go back in the end. So since he hasn't given her anything, that's why there's going to be no kiddush. That's the way the Ramban and the Rashba explain their sugya. Mona enkan, mashkin enkan, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, are two different statements. The reason why she's not going to be Mekudesh is because, first of all, there's no money here. Because even though he's chayev to give her the money, it's ogid gabay, it's still tied onto him, he hasn't given her anything as of yet. Mashken enkan, the mashken is never going to be hers, it's going to go back to the baal, so he hasn't given her anything. Mona enkan v'gam mashken enkan. Two different statements, right? Two different statements, that he hasn't given her the money, and he's never going to give her the mashken, it's going to come back. There's no nesinas kesef over here. That's basically the pshat in the Gemara. That she's not going to be Mekudesh because he's not giving her kesef. Not giving her kesef. It's ogid gabay. The money is ogid gabay because he hasn't given it. The mashkin is ogid gabay because it's going to ultimately go back to Zabdi Rajba. That's why even if he mamish does a kinyan, not only giving over the mashkin, he does a kinyan sudr, or he gives her a shtar as chayv, it doesn't matter, because even if she's calling the Sheba, there's still not going to be any kiddush because he hasn't given her anything. According to the Ramban and the Rashba, let's say someone's mischayev to give a matana to his friend, and he gives a mashkin in place of that matana. Is he chayev to give that matana? Of course. This is chayev is hischal. He's chayev to give the matana. The person can demand that matana in Bezdin, and the person will have to give it. There's definitely a chayev. It's not just Dibba Ba'alma. There's a chayev that's been chal. Mesiras HaMashkin is mechayev him to give the matana to the other individual, and either he can be motzi that in Bezdin. It's just not going to help the kiddushin because you're still not giving kesef. As of yet, he hasn't given her any kesef. That's why the woman's not going to do kiddushin. This is one approach to the sugya. Yaakov.
If the Baal would just say that you're mikudesha with the hana that you can get for collecting from me later, is that the same thing as Lom Dachayim, which would work, or it's...
Maybe. If they talk about hana, so then if she feels a special hana, because now it's going to... Now she's going to be able to collect because there's a kinyan on the shibud. So then, yeah, of course she'd be mekudesh. But we're not talking about hano. We're just talking about with the kesef itself, with the mashkin, with the money itself. Ilan?
Can a person use a mashkin for their own benefit?
What does that mean? Can the one who gets the mashkin use the mashkin?
Yeah.
So the poshup shot is, if it's a mashkin that's given at the time of the original halva, then he's not allowed to use it. And he can't use it. It's not really his. We're going to talk about whether Balchov is kona mashkin or not kona mashkin. But the poshup shot is that a mashkin that's given at the time of the original loan doesn't belong to him. It's just a guarantee for the loan. Okay? Yeah.
According to the Ramban and the Rashba, can a mashkin ever work for kiddushin? Can we construct a case where it would work?
Perhaps. If he gave it bizman ha-piron, right? If he gave a mashkin bizman ha-piron and it's in place of the piron, so then it could be that the mashkin will work. In fact, certainly if Bezdin paskins that the mashkin now belongs to the malve, because the lova gave it bizman ha-piron, and then he was unable to pay up, so then once Bezdin says that the mashkin belongs to the malve, then it really is his. It's a mashkin that really turned into the piron, right? Turned into the piron. As long as the mashkin is still going back, the Ramban and the Rashba would say that you can't even catch an issue with that. Because you're not giving her anything. It's ogigabe, it's tied onto him because he's going to take it back. So there's no way that the conclusion can be found. Comes Rashi and Rav Chesed Mitbeis and seems to learn differently than the Rabban and the Rashi. Mona Einkan, says Rashi, Hilkach Mashkin Einkan, Eino Shoveklum, Sheina Mashkin Matana. Zok Rashi, Mona Einkan, it's not a separate, it's not Mona Einkan Vigam Mashkin Einkan, it's not two separate statements. Rather, Mona Einkan, Hilkach Mashkin Einkan. Since Mona Einkan, therefore Mashkin Einkan. Because he hasn't given her the Mona as of yet, therefore, there's no significance to the mashkin. The mashkin is not a matana, so you can't be makadosh an issue with the mashkin. It sounds like if the mona would be kan, if there would be some kind of hischayvus betzchal, so then the mashkin is significant. Rashi says that because the mona ain't kan, because there is no significance to that hischayvus, that's why mashkin ain't kan, you can't be makadosh an issue with the mashkin. What does Rashi say? What's this hilka for? What's going on over here? So the pshuta, Rashi is explaining like the writer that the Ritva quotes. A different pshat in the Gemara. The Ritva quotes in the Ravid, the Ikra perish b'zeke perish ha-Ravid zal, she'ein mashkem chalo mishtabed ala kishakodam lochiv ha-mamot shalova mimeno sh'neschayv lo b'kinyin karoy. Dr. Ravid, when can the mashkem be chal? When can there be a shibud nechosin? There's a lien on the mashkem epis is like koni b'miktas to the malve. There's some kind of connection that the malve has to the mashkem. When can that happen? Dr. Ravid, it's only kishakodam lochiv ha-mamot shalova mimeno. Either if there's an actual halva, where the malva gave money to the lova, and now there's a mashkin that's placed on the chov. So because he was lova, because he created a shivud, it's not just that he was mischayev the money. He actually gave them. It's not that the lova was mischayev, that the individual was mischayev to the other person. No, there was a halva. The malva gave money to the lova, and that's why the lova is mischayev. Dr. Ravid, if he was mischayev, or he was nischayev lo bikini karoi, meaning there wasn't a halva actually, there was only a hischayvus like our case. Now, two ways. Either if there was a halva actually, so we see that there's a hischayvus. There's clearly a hischayvus if you gave money to the other guy. Right? If the malva gave money to the lova, then the lova is chayev to pay the malva. There is a hischayvus. Or even if he didn't actually give money to the lova, but if he was mischayev karoi b'kinyan, if there actually was a kinyan sudar, shtar, etc., if there was a kinyan, so then the mashkin is serious. There'll be a shibud nechosin that's chal through the mashkin. The hash the makni mashkin l'shibud osochiyev. Then the mashkin is konoi l'shibud osochiyev. There was a chiyev, right? There was a shibud aguf, if you will, right? To put some terminology into this, if there was a shibud aguf that was chal, so the shibud nechosin. So the mashkin will create a shibud nechosim that is linked to the shibud aguf. If there really is a shibud aguf, if there was a halvah, so now the lov is mischayev to the malve, or Reuven is mischayev to give money to Shimon. If it wasn't a halvah, it's not like Shimon gave money to Reuven. No, Reuven is mischayev to give money to Shimon, but there was a kinyan. If there was a kinyan, it's not just b'dibur ba'alma, but there actually was a kinyan that obligates Reuven to give to Shimon. Of the rabbit, in such a case, then the mashkin is chal. Then the mashkin creates a shibud nechosim on top of that shibud aguf. But here, what happened? Here he wasn't mischayev b'kinyan. There's no hischayev. There's no real hischayev that's been generated over here. It's just b'amir ba'alma. Kevin shlozof se b'mana v'lan hischayev labo b'amir also. Says the Ravid, since there was no chalos shibud aguf, but he was mischayev. No, he was mischayev b'dibur ba'alma. He wasn't mischayev b'kinyan, so there was no shibud aguf. There really was chal. So the mashkin is meaningless. The purpose of the mashkin is to create a shibud nechosin. So the Ravid, if no shibud aguf has been created in the first place, then there can be no shibud nechosin that's created through the mashkin. The shibud nechosin can only be chal on top of the shibud aguf, but if there's no shibud aguf, then the shibud nechosin is meaningless. That's a different shot. Right? The Ravid is saying, the reason why there's no kiddushin over here is because there is no hischayvus. There's no shibud aguf, so the shibud nechosin that you tried to create through the mashkin isn't chal, because shibud nechosin can only be chal on a pre-existing shibud aguf. But if you don't have a shibud aguf, because there was no kinyan in the shibud aguf, then the shibud nechosin is not going to be chal. Says the Ravid, if that's the case, then the same is true by mecha. V'chein hu hadin v'mecha v'chol dover, even by dini mamas, g'an sh'am l'chaveh o'etin l'chamasayim zuz, v'harei l'chamashkin alein, lo zoha klal v'notol mimenu mashkonah. He wants to give a matana. He's mischayev to give a matana to his friend. And he says, you know what, I'll give you a matana, and I'm mischayev, and I'll give you a mashkin on that matana, Zokter Ravid. It's not going to work. Nothing was chal. The hischayevus, the shivat aguf, wasn't chal because there was no kinyan for the shivat aguf. And the shivat nechosim that you think could be chal with a mashkin is not going to be chal, because the shivat nechosim can't be chal unless it was preceded by a shivat aguf. If the shivat aguf was not done by kinyan, so then there's no shivat nechosim, so the person is not chayev. I mean, it's the right thing to do. He said he's going to give him matanas. He should do it. But it's not adjudicable in Bezdin. You can't be motzi mamma mimenu in Bezdin because there's no shibat aguf. The shibat nechasim doesn't have what to be chalam. So he can take the mashkin back. If he really wanted to, he can take the mashkin back from him. If the tonight was only bedvarim ba'alma, it's not going to accomplish anything because the shibat aguf wasn't really chal. So the shivat nechosim can't be chal either, because the shivat nechosim without a shivat aguf is meaningless. But says the Ravid, Avon Meschayv Lamana Bekinyan Nechaz Vekit Shabo, Hoshvakeh Mimenu Sode, Isha Mekudesh Es Vesode Mechura. If you were Meschayv Bekinyan, so then the shivat aguf really was chal. Bein Beisha, Bein Bemecher, it's going to be Kona, V'nasin Amashkin, Alo Samon Ezov Sabo, V'hayika Hano, the Shariputa Liz Kadesh Bo. That's the rival, but if you did it for Kenya, then the Shiva Aguf really was chal. If the Shiva Aguf is chal, then the Shiva Nechasa with the Mashkin is going to be chal. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid seems to say that Mona Enka Mashkin Enkan doesn't mean that you haven't given anything. It's not that Mona Enkan the Gam Mashkin Enkan. It's that Mona Enkan, the Shiva Aguf wasn't chal. Hilkach Mashkin Enkan, Hilkach the Shiva Nechasa that you'd like to be chal through the giving over of the mashkin, it's not going to be chal, because the shibat nechasim can't be chal unless there was a pre-existing shibat aguf. Very different than the Ramban and the Rashba. Ramban and the Rashba say that the hischayvus really was chal. The hischayvus can be chal. How is it chal? But there was no kinyan, so there was no shtar. How's it chal? Mesiras hamashkin is a kinyan. The mesiras hamashkin, zog in the Ramban and the Rashba, the mesiras hamashkin is like a kinyan that's going to make the shibat aguf be chal. It really is a shibat aguf. There's no difference between giving over the mashkin or doing a kinyan suder or a shtar. The shivat aguf will be chal, but it doesn't matter because it's ogigah based. It's the money. The money was not handed over, and the mashkin ultimately is going back. Even though the hischayvus was chal, it's not going to work for kiddushin. But the Ravid, and it seems as though that's what Rashi is saying as well, they hold differently. They hold that, no, the reason why there's no kiddushin here is because the hischayvus was never chal mechila. Giving over the mashkin is not a kinyan for the hischayvus. Why not? Because you didn't give over the mashkin to be kona the shibut. The Ravid apparently is assuming the siras hamashkin doesn't work as a kinyan on the hischayvus because it wasn't given over to be kona the shibut. It was given over tachas hashibut. It was given over in place of the shibut. It was given over only in place of the Shiva, but he didn't have a kinyan to be called of the Shiva, so then the Shiva wasn't chal. The Shiva wasn't chal, then the mashkin's meaningless. The mashkin is not going to do anything. You can't have a Shiva nechosim that's chal on zero. It has to be chal on a Shiva aguf. If you had a Shiva aguf, then you create a Shiva nechosim, so then the Shiva nechosim is going to be chal. But if you didn't do a kinyan to make the Shiva aguf really be chal, it's just bedibur ba'alma. There was no kinyan surah, no shtar. So then the shivat aguf wasn't chal. If the shivat aguf wasn't chal, then the mashkin is meaningless and not going to create a shivat aguf. Yes?
Two things. What do we mean exactly by
shivat aguf? Shivat aguf means that the individual is chayev to pay. The individual was mechayev himself, but not just v'dibur ba'alma, he was mechayev himself b'kinyan. Right? The shivat aguf means that there's a lien on the person's body, on the person's guf. Shivat nechosim means there's a lien on his property, on his possessions.
So according to the Ravid and Rashi, that never happens even in Mecca with a mashkin.
It never happens if it's only b'dibur ba'alma. If you create a shivat aguf with a kinyan, then it does happen. According to everyone, it happens if you do it with a kinyan.
With
a kinyan sudr or a shtar, correct.
So,
right, that's what the Ravid said in the end.
Right. So in the Gemara, what's the halamina that a mashkin would work for kiddushin if it doesn't even work by Mecca? Wouldn't seemingly the logic be that if someone works by Mecca, then you'd ask, oh, maybe it works by Kedushin, which would be the Gemara. Then why would you jump to Kedushin and suggest something for Kedushin that doesn't work by Mecca?
The question is, why doesn't it work by Mecca? That's what the Rishonim are trying to address over here. Right? According to the Ravid and Rashi, the reason why it doesn't work by Mecher is because there's no Hischaivus that's created without a Kenyan. That's basically the Yesod. There's no Hischaivus that's created, so even if you want to put a Mashkin on that Hischaivus, a Mashkin on zero is a zero. Right? According to the other Rishonim, it's not that no Hischaivus was created. By Mecher, a Taka should work. Right? Basically, what the Rishonim are debating is, does this work by Mecher without a Kenyan? Maybe it works by Mecher, but by Kedushin it's not going to work anyway. Or maybe it doesn't work by Mecher to begin with, and Hagufa, that's why it doesn't work by Kedushin. That's exactly the point.
Meaning, that it would say that, it would be like Hagufa.
Yeah, according to the Ramban and the Rajba, right, you have created a Hischaivus over here, so by Mecher Ritaka would work in Hischaivu, Matana would work in Hischaivu, but by Kedushin doesn't work. According to Rashi and the Ravid, even by Mecha, you haven't created any kind of Hischaivus unless you did a Kenyan. And if you did a Kenyan, the Taka would work. But the point is, if you didn't do the Kenyan, then it doesn't work even by Mecha. V'hu adin nami, by Kedushin, it's not going to work. Okay, yes?
How do the Ramban and the Rashi fit into the case of Benera of Manah for Avin?
Let's see the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Benera of Hunabar Avin Zavan Hayam Sebefriti, Lo Hava Bahadayo, O Sivin Aschale, Lesof Aikar Amsa. They didn't have money to pay for the Oma, so then they gave a nascha, they gave a bar of silver, right? They gave some kind of chatira shel kesef, as Rashi says. L'sof aikrams, and then the Oma went up in value. So the question is, were they kona her initially, or do you say, no, they weren't kona her, so now they have to pay the higher price. Asu l'kame de Rebbe Ami, Oma lehu priti enkan, nascha enkan. Again, they didn't give the money yet, so they weren't kona as of yet. Right? They didn't give them money, so they weren't koner. So you're asking, Naftali, that if you hold that the Hischaivus was takachal, if by giving over the nascha, by giving over the mashka, now the Hischaivus was chal for the priti, so if that is considered kesef, no. It's the Hischaivus was chal. They're chayiv to give the money. They're chayiv to give the pruta. But that's still not called kesef. It's not called kesef. The shayla over here is, was there a kinyan kesef for the oma? It wasn't a kinyan kesef, because even though he's chayiv to give the kesef, he's chayiv to give the money, the fact that he gave a mashkan, the mesiras hamashkan, is a kinyan that makes the Hischaivus be chal, but you still haven't given anything. So just like it's not going to work for Kedushin, it's not going to work for Kenyan Amma, it doesn't work for Kenyan Karka, the only thing it works for is that now you're chayiv to do what you said you're going to do. If you're mischayiv to give a matana, then you have to give that matana if you gave a mashkin for that matana. If you're mischayiv to give the priti, then you're chayiv to give the priti, you're chayiv to go through with the mecher. But until you go through with the mecher, you haven't been kona the Amma. So if you haven't been kona the Amma, if the Amma goes up and dies, then you have to pay the high price.
Then,
that's pshat in the
Gemara. So then according to the Ramban and the Rashi, what's the chilek between mechira and
Kedushin? The chilek is that if you were mischayev the kinyan, then that hischayevus was chal, and you're now mechuyev to go through with the mecher, you're mechuyev to give a matana to the person. And you can be motzi that in Bezdin. Right, but until you actually give the mana, the kinyan kesef has not been chal. Just like in kedushin, the kinyan kesef hasn't been chal. There's no nesinas kesef if it's still ogeh gabe and you actually haven't given it over. Questions.
How does the rabbi read the mana enkan and mashkan? What does he say?
He says mana enkan hilkaf mashkan enkan. He reads it the same as Rashi. Because there was no shivat agov, that's why the mashkan is meaningless. You can't create a shivat chotzim without a shivat agov. The shivat chotzim on zero is a zero. That's how he learned the sugya. Same as Rashi. Why don't we chart it out? Okay, why don't we chart it out to clarify? Because then we're going to build on this. Okay.
The Ramban and the Rashba. What does mana enkan mashkan enkan mean? Ramban and the Rashba say, afal pi shechal shecholah hischaivus chal shibud al hamashkan.
Mikolokom ene makudeshes. Ein kan nesinas kesef. There's no nesinas kesef. The money is ogid gabei. The mashkin is going to be going back, so you're not really giving anything. Rashi and the Ravid learn lo chal shibut nechosim al hamashkin. No shibut nechosim without a shibut agruf. Mona Enkan, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, Mona Enkan, Vigam Mashkin Enkan. Two different things. According to Rashi and the Ravid, Mona Enkan, no Shibra Guf. It wasn't Chal Bekenyan. Hilkach Mashkin Enkan. What's a Nafkimina? Said what the nafkamina is, yeah? What's the nafkamina? Mecha. Mecha? Well, before that, what? Matan. Okay, fine, we'll say that. Nafkamina. Ha'im yochol lehischayev b'matana lehischayev b'matana al yidei mesiras mashkin. Can the mashkin create a hischayus? Can it create a shibraguf? Can it create a shibraguf to give a matana? That's issue number one. Issue number two. Ha'im yochol lekadesh isha. The mashkin. In what? In kona hischayus. Bikinyan Sudr of Ishtar. Right? If you said Iskachli Bimona and you did a Kinyan Sudr on that Ishaivas, right? So according to the Ramban and the Rashba, the Shiva can be Chal even by transferring the Mashkin. So it's the same thing. The Zel Bazach, you have a Kinyan Sudr, you have a Shtar, you gave over a Mashkin. There is a Kinyan on the Ishaivas. The Shiva Raguf was Chal. Afal Pikain, she's not Mekudesha, because there's no Nesinas Kesef. According to Rashi and the Raiva, the whole problem is there was no Shibra Luchal. You can't have a Shibra Nechasa without a Shibra Guv. But if you did a Kenyan Sudar or a Shtar, so now you are Kona the Shibra Guv, it's not just Bedivra Ba'alma, then she should be Mekudesha. The whole problem is there's no Shibur here. There's no real Chalo Shibur. You were Meshabed Bedivra Ba'alma, but that wasn't Chal. But if the Shibra Guf really is Chal, then the Shibra Nechosin can be Chal on the Shibra Guf. So if you give over the Mashkin, then you really are giving her some kind of Kesef according to Rashi and the Ravid. So that taka will work for the Mekayesh and Isha. That's really what the Ravid says, right? He says, if you Neschayev La Mona Bekinyin because of a Kitchabel, she's going to be Mekudesh. The Rashba writes, Beferish Nitazai, the Rashba writes, that even if you have a Kinyin Sudar or a Shtar, it's still not going to work. Because the problem here is not that the Yischaivus wasn't Chal, the Yischaivus was Chal. Afal Pikein, she's not a Kodesh, because there's no Nesinas Kesef. That's why it's not going to work. Questions? Yes.
What's the difference between Shibra Nechosim and Shibra
Aguf? Shibra Aguf is something that's personal on the individual. Shibra Nechosim is on his property.
When he gives a mashkin, he creates the Shibra Nechosim.
Shibra Nechosim on the mashkin. You can't create a Shibra Nechosim on a person. A person normally, in the case of a milveh, the loveh has a shibra guf on himself to pay the money. But if he owns karkos, then there's a shibra nechasim on the karka. We assume there's no shibra nechasim on the talpin, only on karka. So if the loveh owns karka, let's say he sells the karka, so then the malveh can collect that karka. The loveh doesn't have any money, he can collect the karka. But why? The loveh doesn't own it. No, the answer is that b'shas halva, there was a shibra nechasim that was chal on the karka, there was a connection between the malveh and the karka that was created. And that Shibra Nechosim allows the Malva to collect the karka, even if it's sold. That's a shibud nechosim. It's a secondary shibud that's chal. Not on the guf halove, but on the nechosim of the love. Okay. Question, Ben.
So the difference between, according to the Rashba and the Ramban, the difference between Matana and Amma is that Amma you don't get in Kesef for?
The case of Amma is that you're trying to be Kones something. Right? If you're trying to be Kones, then that's a question of whether you have Kinyan Kesef. Is there Kinyan Kesef here? No. The Ramban and the Rashba say there's no Kinyan Kesef, and that's why you can't be Mekadesh Anisha this way. There's no Kinyan Kesef because everything that you gave is Ogid Gabe. It's still attached to you. Still attached to you. The Mana, that you haven't given yet Bechla. The Mashkin, you've given that over, but it's still attached to you because it's going back to you. So therefore, that's not called Kesef. It's not called Kesef and Kiddushin. It's not called Kesef and Mecher either. But it is Mechai of you. If you gave the Mashkin, then that Mashkin is viewed as a Kinyan. The giving over the Mashkin is like a Kinyan Sudar or Shtar, which is Mechai of you to pay. So you are chayav to give the matana, you are chayav to go through with the mecher, but until you actually do it, there is no kinyan kesef, so the mecher wasn't chayav.
That's
right?
Why the person
backed out of the transaction? Technically speaking, you could back out. You might get a mishapara for backing out, but you could back out, because it's only diva ba'alma. And if the value of the item goes up, then you have to pay the higher value, because you actually haven't been kona the item as of yet.
So that's what the Gemara said.
I think so, yes. Okay. So it seems from the Ritva that the yisod of the Ravid is that you can't have a shibud nechosim without a shibud aguf. That's really the yisod of the whole Gemara. Right? That's the yisod of the whole Gemara. The lashon of the Ravid is Shein Mashkin Chalam Ashtabid Ela Keshekodom Ochiyav Hamamim. You have to have a shibud aguf in order for the shibud nechosim to be chal. And that's what the Rosh says as well. The Rosh echoes these two shittas. He says a lot more, but he does echo the two shittas. And he explains exactly in the way that the Ravid explains. Yesh mefarshim dahinu davka b'kinyan isha v'avodim, that manayin kamashkin ein kan, is davka b'kinyan isha, b'kinyan avodim, ki ahi uvda da'amsa d'besama v'chem v'karka, Levishaniknin bekesef. Oh, Naftali, this is you. Levishaniknin bekesef, enkan kesef, shiyuchal liknos, shayna mashkin konoi, shalnosna lo zuchus begufo. The problem with the amsa is that the om has to be niknin bekesef, and there is no kesef. That's the problem. The same. Kinyan isha and kinyan avodim is the same, that you need kesef. Avlamadam nosim, matona lechaver, venosma mashkin, vishvila matona, meshichas amashkin, kiluzacha matona. If he wants to give him matana, and he gives him a mashkin, he's mischayev a mashkin, it's ke'ilu, he was zochav matana. What does it mean, ke'ilu zochav matana? I thought you told me it's not kinyan kesef. It's ke'ilu zochav le'inyan zeh, that he's chayev to give it. Says the Rosh, I don't think so. V'les, v'ein chilek b'matana l'kiddushin, b'tam echad l'chulan. I don't think there's a chilek between matana and kiddushin, as opposed to the yesh v'farshim. I think they're all the same. Just like by Kiddushin, nothing's going to be chal as a result of giving over the mashkin, so to matana, nothing is mechal. You're not chayav to give the matana if all you gave was a mashkin. Why? The tam echad lechulam. There's one tam. V'sha'ein ha-mashkin meshubad leklum, shem da'odam yochol l'shabed nechosav l'dovah sh'nishayev bo. A person can be meshabed his nechosin if he's already meshubad to that item. Avol v'dovah shalom nishayev lochal shibad al nechosav. But if you are not nischayev, then the nechosim can't be mishtabed. No shibud aguf, no shibud nechosim. Right? You can't get to second base without getting to first base. Right? You have to get to step one before you can get to step two. So if you don't have a shibud aguf, you can't have a shibud nechosim. That's the rush. The matana shamalitin lolo nischayev avlo yischayev bala olam v'shiyachol lachzebo lefikach lo nishtabed lo hamashkev v'shichasom. By matana, if he said that he's going to give the matana, he wasn't nischayev. He wasn't nischayev. The chiyuv was not chal. The shibur haguf to give the matana was not chal. So the mashkin is not going to accomplish anything either. You don't have a shibur nechosim to give the matana either. No shibur haguf, no shibur nechosim. That's the yisod of the rosh, that's the yisod of the writer. What's the pshat? Why should we say that one is dependent on the other, and that without a shibur haguf you can't have a shibur nechosim? Comes the Avnei Miluim, Simon Chav Tes of Cotton Yud, and he said, we have these two concepts over here, Shibin Chosin and Shibin Agof. What does this mean, a Shibin Chosin? A Shibin Chosin really is like an Orev on a Shibin Agof. Case of Orev normally is that Reuven lends money to Shimon. There's a Malva, there's a Lova. Shimon's the Lova. So Shimon is Chayev to the Malva. Let's say Reuven didn't want to lend money to Shimon, so Levi came and he agrees to be a co-signer, he agrees to serve as the Orev on the Halva. What's he saying? He's saying that if Shimon doesn't want to pay back the loan, then he'll pay back the loan. The Orev is the co-signer. He's instead of the Lova. Instead of the Lova paying, the Orev agrees to pay. So, to some extent, what a Shibin Chosim is like an Orev. That if the Shibin Agur, if the person who has a Shibin Aguf is not going to pay, if the Lova is not going to pay up, the Nechosim will pay up instead of him. It's not a different person, but it's a different venue. It's a different way that the Chiyav can be paid up. It's not going to be paid up through the Lova, but the Nechosim will pay up. It's like an Orev. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara in Bava Basra, the Gemara in Bechoros, they both have this Lashon. This is quoted by the Avner Meluim here on page 2 in the handout. Quotes the Gemara in Yesh Bechor, the Nechsayu de Bar Inish Inun Areven, Nechsayu de Bar Inish Inun Areven. The Gemara in Bava Basra is the same phrase. That Nechosim of a person are like an Arev for the person. He can't pay, his Nechosim pay. The Love can't pay, the Arev pays. Zokti Avner Meluim said makes perfect sense that if you don't have a Shibin Aguf, you can't have a Shibin Nechosim. If you don't have a if the Love is potter from paying, can the Arev be chayiv? Doesn't make any sense. If the Lova is potter, then the Orev is not chayiv. The whole point is if the Lova is chayiv, now the Orev can be in place of the Lova. But if the Lova himself is potter, then the Orev is potter. If the Lova pays up, let's say, right? So then the Orev shouldn't have to pay. If the Malva is mochel the Lova, can he then demand money from the Orev? It's ridiculous. If the Lova is potter because the Malva was mochel the Lova, then the Orev is not chayiv to pay. If the Lova paid up, then the Orev doesn't have to pay. If for some reason the original chiyuv doesn't exist, then the Orev's chiyuv doesn't exist either. If the shibud nechasim, if there is no shibud nechasim, if there is no shibud aguf, how can a shibud nechasim be created? The shibud nechasim is secondary to the shibud aguf. So if there's no shibud aguf created, obviously the shibud nechasim can't be chal. That's what the Ravid and Rashi and the Rosh was saying. All three of them were saying. Without a shibud aguf, there can't be a shibud nechasim. The shibud nechasim is just an Orev for the shibud aguf to begin with. So if there's no Shibin Aguf, so you start with a zero, so the Shibin Chosim can't build on the zero. That's why it doesn't make any sense that the Mashkin should create a Shibin Chosim if there was no Shibin Aguf to begin with. This Yisod, that there's a link between Shibin Aguf and Shibin Chosim is known as a famous Rabbeinu Tam. It's the Rabbeinu Tam's famous Shida, that there are Shnei Shibudin, it's Tzvei Dinim, Brisker Rabbeinu Tam. Shnei Shibudim, in every Yischaivus, there are two Shibudim. There's the Shibud Aguf and the Shibud Nechosim. This is what the Rabbeinu Tam says to explain a sugya later on, sugya in different places in Shas, but also appears later on as well. Gemara Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph quotes Shmuel famous halacha. The Amar Shmuel, Amocha Shtachov Chaver B'chazim Mochlum Mochum. Let's say Reuven lends money to Shimon, the Shtachov. Right? He has a Shtachov. And then Reuven sells the Schuz Gviya to Levi. He sells the Shtachov to Levi. And then he turns around and he's Mochel Shimon. Hanky panky. Yeah, this is not really the nicest thing to do. And Ken Zayin, it could be he'll be chayev to pay Levi for causing him that kind of hefse. But the question is the Chov Mochel? Does Shimon have to pay Levi? You know, if Shimon owes money to Reuven, and then Reuven sells the chiyuv to Levi, so now Shimon owes Levi, because the understanding is Mesam Mikoach Reuven. So if Shimon is chayev to Reuven, and then Reuven sells the chov to Levi, Levi is the kona, Reuven is the malva, Shimon is the lova. Right, so Shimon now is chayav to Levi, but if Reuven now is mochel Shimon, then it doesn't make any sense that Shimon should be chayav to pay Levi. That's Shmuel's bit. That once Reuven is mochel the chov to Shimon, so then Shimon is not going to be chayav to pay Levi. Why not? Shouldn't I say that once Reuven was mocher to Levi, so now Levi is the malveh. Levi's in place of the Malveh, so Reuven disappeared. Right, why should I say that Reuven has koch over this halva b'chlal? Reuven sold it to Levi, so once he sold it to Levi, so then he's out of the picture. So how can it be mochel b'chov? It doesn't make any sense. Shmuel's halach is very difficult. So there's a group of Rishonim that say the reason why this works is because mechira shtaros is only the rabbonim. That really minatari can't sell a shtar. There's no way to sell a shtar. How do you sell a shtar? It's not property. I mean, you're not selling the piece of paper. You're selling a chov. So is the chov a dover hanikna in the Torah? Can you really sell a chov? So some of the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rif, they assume that you really can't sell the chov in the Torah. Midrabbanan, you can sell the chov. Chazal instituted an idea of what's called ksivo mesira, that if you give over the shtar and you write another shtar saying that this shtar now should be konoi to a third party, so then he's konoi. But that's a midrabbanan they claim. Sivu Mesir, that's a dinder Rabbanan, Chazal, Fetakonas Ashok, they created some way of selling chovos. But on a deraisa level, you can't sell a chov. It's not a davar hanikne, it's not a davar be'en, it's not a davar hanikne, you can't sell it on a deraisa level. That's what Tosfos writes. Mochel shtachov l'charev chov z'mochel mochel, yesh mefarshim, haynu taima d'mochel mochel, v'shem v'kinin shtar eino ela midir Rabbanan, v'lo olim lafkia kocha rishon shlo yuchal limchol osa. The Chir Shtaros are only the Rabbanon, so therefore, when Reuven sells the Shtar Chol to Levi, he's not out of the picture. On a Daraisa level, he's still in the picture. With the Rabbanon, he sold the Chol to Levi. Min HaTorah, he still is the Malveh. So if Min HaTorah still is the Malveh, what can he still do? He can still be Mochel Shimon. And once he's Mochel Shimon, so then Shimon is not going to be Chayav to Levi. That's one way of looking at it, that Mechir Shtaros somehow doesn't work on a Daraisa level, so therefore the Malveh is still in the picture, and if he's still in the picture, then he can be Mochel Levi. Comes the Ritva, says, no, that's not Pshat. The Pshat is, there really are two Shibudim over here. Far Perashtirdim, Koma Barucho, Bukan, Echto, Bukzore. He says in Ksubis, in Gittin, in Bavavarach, I explain Barucho, but here I'll just write Bekitz and Imritz. The time of the Shmolah, Mishum, the Mechila, the Raisa, Mevatla, Mechira, Sashtarchov, Shi, Midra, Rabbanah, Kedesava, Harambam. It's not like the Rambam, the Mechira Shtaros is only the Rabbanah to begin with. No, Vada, it's the Raisa. The Vada, Mechira Shtaros, the Raisa, he. How does he know Mechira Shtaros, the Raisa? What's his rhyme? Mikavan, the Miatinu, Kra, Me'ono. There's a special pasuk to say that even that if you sold a Shtar for more than a sixth, right, a sixth more than its value, the din ono doesn't apply. Like normally, if you sell something for less than a sixth of its value, you assume there's mechila. If you sell it for exactly a sixth more than its value, it's kano machzor ono. If it's more than a sixth, then there's bittul makav, and the whole thing didn't. The whole thing wasn't chal. The Rambam Mitzir calls pesukim that say that by shtaras ono doesn't apply. Right? Avod mishtaras and karkos on the smite, they're not bechlal ono. So comes the Ritva and says, how can Mechir Shtaros be the Rabbanon if there's this pasuk that says that the din ono doesn't apply by Shtaros? Obviously, Mechir Shtaros must be Daraisa. So if it must be Daraisa, so then how can the Malva be Mochel, the Love, after he sold the Shtar? Because of Rabbeinu Tamza. The real reason is like the Rabbeinu Tamza. Shnei Shibudim Yesh L'Malva Ala Love, Shibud Aguf and Shibud Nechosim. It's Fei Dinim. There's a Shibud Aguf and a Shibud Nechosim. V'shibud nechosim zehu midin orev kedi amin nechsoi debar inish inun arevin be. Nechosim of a person are like an orev for the individual. Dr. Ritva, v'ein amava yachalim ka shibud aguf. The yisod of Shmuel is that there's only one type of shibud that you can sell. Both Rabbeinu Tam and the Rif and the Rambam, they both hold that the yisod of Shmuel is that something is not being sold over here. The question is, maybe nothing min HaTorah is being sold, because Mechir HaShtaros is only the Rabbana. Rabbi Natam says, no, that's not what's going on. There is something that works. There is something that really is sold. That's the Shibud Nechasim. But the Shibud Aguf can't be sold. The Shibud Aguf can't be sold. How do we know the Shibud Aguf can't be sold? He says, Shafilu Eved Ivri Ein Gufo Konei Lagami Kol Shkein Zeh. Eved Ivri you can't sell. Gufo Konei, but you can't. He's not Kishar V'chamor. You can't sell him to someone else. So a Shibud Aguf is like Avdus. It's like an Eved Ivri. So if you can't sell an Eved Ivri, you can't sell a Shibud Aguf either. What can you sell? Only the Shibud Nechasim. The Shibud Nechasim u'shemach al hazeh. V'nishar etz lo Shibud Aguf. What did you sell? You sold the Shibud Nechasim, but you didn't sell the Shibud Aguf. So if you didn't sell the Shibar Aguf, you can be mochel the Shibar Aguf. Again, it's not the right thing to do, but if you mochel the Shibar Aguf, it works, because you never sold that. If you mochel the love, then the orv is no longer chayv. It's no longer chayv. You mochel on the shibur aguf, then the shibur nechasim no longer exists. That's why mochel shvechav lechaver, because they're mochel mochel. If you mochel the love, so then he's not chayv to pay the third person, because the shibur aguf you never were able to sell. If you mochel the shibur aguf, then the shibur nechasim falls away, because the shibur nechasim is only an orv to the Shibur Aguf. Lechora, if you take the Rabbi Tam seriously, that once you're mochel on the Shibur Aguf, then the Shibur Nechasim falls away, because the Shibur Nechasim flows from the Shibur Aguf, Lechora, it makes a lot of sense that if you never had a Shibur Aguf to begin with, then the Shibur Nechasim can't be chal. And that's really what Rashi, the Ravid, and the Rosh are saying. That if the Shibur Nechasim and the Shibur Aguf are linked to each other, the Shibur Nechasim only comes from the Shibur Aguf. So if you're mochel on the Shibur Aguf, then the Shibur Nechasim is going to fall away. V'hu hadin nami, if you never had the Shibur Aguf to begin with, if Mesiras HaMashkin doesn't create a Shibur Aguf, right? If you never had a Shibur Aguf, then the Mashkin's not going to accomplish anything. The Mashkin can't accomplish anything. It can't create a Shibur Nechasim without a previous Shibur Aguf, because the Shibur Nechasim is just an Orev for the Shibur Aguf. So you can't have an Orev if there's no Loveh. That's what Rashi and the Ravid and the Rosh are saying. That without the Shibur Aguf, the Mesiras HaMashkin is meaningless. You can't create a Shibur Nechasim without a Shibur Aguf, and that's why the Kiddushin is not going to be found. In fact, the Avnim Elohim, how can the Ramban and the Rajba say that really there is a Shibur created on the Mashkin? That there really is a Shibur created on the Mashkin? That if you mischayev b'matona to Mesiras HaMashkin, you really chayev to pay, and you can be motzi to Bezdin. There is a shibud nechasim created through giving over the Mashkin. But afal pikein, there's no kiddushin because there's no nesinas kesef. The problem is you're not giving her anything new. You're not giving her nesinas, you're not giving her kesef. How can there be the creation of a shibud nechasim if you don't have a shibud aguf, a previous shibud aguf? Rashi and the Ravid seem to make more sense. How can you say that the giving over the Mashkin really does create the Shibur Nechasim? There is a Hischaivus to give, but it's not going to work to create a Kiddushin because there's no Nesinas Kesef. Shibur Nechasim without a Shibur Aguf, that Lechor is meaningless. The Rebbe Natam is right. Isn't the Shibur Nechasim just an Orev on a Shibur Aguf? So if you don't have a previous Shibur Aguf, how can the Shibur Nechasim be Chal? The Ramban and the Rashba, Pilei Ployim. If there was no Shibur Aguf previously, so how can the Shibur Nechasim be Chal? So at first, the Avnim Elohim tries to suggest maybe this case is different. Why? What does he say? One word. One word. Yaakov, try it. One word, yeah? Anyone? Mashkin. Right? The Avnim Elohim first says, maybe Mashkin is different. We'll see that it could be Balchov Kone Mashkin. The Balchov has some connection to the Mashkin. Some special connection to the Mashkin. So, Efshim HaKenzogin, that Mashkin is different. Maybe Mashkin is different. Maybe by Mashkin you can create a Shibur Nechasim without a Shibur Aguf. That's what he wants to suggest initially. But he says he thinks it's wrong. Why should Mashkin be any different? Even if Balchov Kona Mashkin, but without a Lovah, there's no Orev. If the Shibur Nechasim is just an Orev for the Shibur Aguf, so without the Shibur Aguf, there's no Mokum for Shibur Nechasim. The Shibur Nechasim is just an orev for the Shibur Aguf. So if you don't have the Shibur Aguf, how can there be a Shibur Nechasim? Don't tell me about Chol Kona Mashkin. Mashkin is somehow special. You can create a stronger kinyan in the Shibur Nechasim. Create whatever strength you want, but you can't create something if it's only an orev for the Shibur Aguf. There's no Shibur Aguf. So without getting to the first step, you can't get to the second step. So the Avnim Elohim, you look at the Rashba and the Tshuva, he suggests that maybe you can have a Shibur Nechasim without a Shibur Aguf. Maybe the Rashba l'shitaso. He has a whole case over there. I didn't ask you to see the whole case. But the Rashba in Shuvas, he says that maybe an Arev can taka b'chayiv without a Lovah. That maybe an Arev can be chayiv without a Lovah. How? I thought we said the Arev is only chayiv, the Arev only protects the Lovah. He backs up the Lovah. How can he be chayiv without the Lovah? Well, the answer is the question, it's all a function of when the Arav was Mischayev. If the Arev was only Mischayev after the Lova was Mischayev, so then the Arev is only Chayev as long as the Arev is, as long as the Lova is Chayev. If first the Malva is going to lend the Lova, right? He's going to lend the Lova. At the time of the Halva, the Lova is really Mischayev. And the Arev is Mischayev simultaneously. He's creating the Shibud HaGuf, the Shibud HaChasim, right? The Lova is obligating himself, and the Arev is saying, if and when the Lova obligates himself, I'm gonna obligate myself as well. So if the Arev is only obligating himself because there is a Lova, so then it makes sense that if the Lova is potter for some reason, the Malva is mocha the Lova, or the Lova paid up, so then the Arev is not chayiv anymore. Because then the chayiv of the Arev is dependent on the chayiv of the Lova. Since the Arev's chayiv was dependent on the Lova's chayiv from the beginning, so then if the Lova is not chayiv, then the Arev shouldn't be chayiv either. What says the Rashba? Let's say the Arev was mischayiv without the Lova being mischayiv. Mitchila, the Arev was mischayiv even without a Lova. Strange case. Right, the Arev said, "I'll pay back the Malva." He says, "I'm going to pay back the Malva." He doesn't make it dependent on the Lova. He doesn't make his chiyuv dependent on the Lova. So then, his chiyuv is unrelated to the Lova. So even if Lova later becomes part of them, the Arev is still going to be chayav because the Arev didn't make his chiyuv dependent on the Lova's chiyuv. Strange case, right? But that's right. If the Arev is mischayav b'tchila without the Lova, so then it's an independent chiyuv. There are two chiyuvim here. There's a chiyuv of the Lova, there's a chiyuv of the Arev, and they're not related to each other. The Arev can still be chayav, even if the Lova is not chayav. That's because the Arev was mischayav b'tchila. Strange case, but I'll give you an example of that case. Let's say you can create a shibud nechasim. Right? Normally, if you have a shibud haguf, if you're mochel on the shibud haguf, normally the shibud nechasim falls away. Because if the Shibud Nechasim was originally dependent on the Shibud HaGuf, then of course, once you're mocha on the Shibud HaGuf, then the Shibud Nechasim is going to fall away. But if for some reason the Shibud Nechasim was never dependent on the Shibud HaGuf, there's no halacha Mashmi Sinai that says that you can't create a Shibud Nechasim without a Shibud HaGuf. Why not? You can create a Shibud HaGuf. Create a Shibud Nechasim. The two have nothing to do with each other. We were assuming it can't be that you can create a Shibud Nechasim without a Shibud HaGuf. The Shibud Nechasim is only an Arev for the Shibud HaGuf. But who says that the Arev can create a Chiyuv without the Lova? Maybe the Arev Takan can create his own independent Chiyuv. He wants to be Mischayev, why can't he be Mischayev himself? He can be Mischayev himself. The only time we say that the Shibud Nechasim is linked to the Shibud HaGuf, even the Rabbeinu Tam, the only time he would say that the Shibud Nechasim is linked to the Shibud HaGuf is if the Shibud Nechasim was created after the Shibud HaGuf. If it's dependent on the Shibud HaGuf, so then you knock out the Shibud HaGuf, then the Shibud Nechasim falls out as well, falls away as well. But if you create a Shibud Nechasim that's independent of the Shibud HaGuf, why can't that happen? We were assuming, can't be. The Shibud Nechasim is secondary to the Shibud HaGuf. There's no way to create a Shibud Nechasim without a Shibud HaGuf. Talk the Abner Malur, and the Rajman Shuvah says, and it does not. The Rajman Shuvah says, you can create a Shibud Nechasim without a Shibud HaGuf. Directly, you create a Shibud Nechasim without a Shibud HaGuf. And that's what's happening over here. By giving over the Mashkin, you're creating a Shibud Nechasim. There is no Shibud HaGuf Taka. Right? There was no Kenyan to create the Shibud HaGuf, so maybe Taka wasn't Chal. It was Bedibur Ba'alma, it wasn't Chal. We thought that the Ramban and the Rajba were saying what? That you're creating a Shibud Nechasim, right? You're creating a Shibud Nechasim over here. We were troubled. How can you create a Shibud Nechasim without a Shibud HaGuf? Where does it say you can't create a Shibud Nechasim without a Shibud HaGuf? You can create a Shibud Nechasim. You're giving over the Mashkin. There is a Shibud Nechasim that's created over here. But after begin, it's not going to work for Kiddushin. If the Orev is Mischayev B'tchila, unrelated to the Chiv of the Lova, then his Chiv is going to be Chal independently. And that's what happens over here. The Shibud Nechasim is created without a Shibud HaGuf. There's no halacha Mishmei Sinai that you need the Shibud HaGuf in order to create a Shibud Nechasim. That's what the Avner Miller wants to suggest. Yes?
I don't understand how it's still the Arev model, because if the Arev is taking responsibility to pay back the money, but there's no Lova, then isn't the Arev by default becoming a Lova?
We
no
call him. Yeah, the difference is he's not getting any money. That's why he's called an Arev and not a Lova. He's mischayev to pay the malva independent of whether the lova is going to pay or not. Very strange case. He's not getting any money.
There's no aspect in Arif about being a guarantor for another person, just being guarantor for a debt.
Yeah, this is a strange case. Can such a case exist? Does the din Arif make any sense if there's no loven? Right? So, it could be that if the Arif is mischayev betchila, independent of the lova, then he can sign he's going to be chayev even if the lova is not chayev, because he and the malva have a relationship that's unrelated to the lova. So even if the malva were to be mochel that lova, the Arif would still be chayev. Crazy, strange, right? Strange idea. But that's what the Rashba is saying in the tshuva. So the dimian to our case would be that you can create a shiva nechazim that's independent of a shiva nechazim. There's no halacha mishmisina that one has to be dependent on the other. Normally one is dependent on the other. Normally the shiva nechazim comes as a result of the shiva nechazim. But can you not create a shiva nechazim without a shiva nechazim? Avada you can. Why not? Yeah.
Does the R have to be on his chayim himself at the shas halacha, or can it be after?
Can even do it after. Can do it after. But the question is his chiyuv only dependent on the chiyuv of the lova, or can he create some kind of independent chiyuv? That's what we're suggesting now, that it could be that the Arif can create an independent chiyuv. What's the simplest answer to this kasha? Till now we've suggested two things, that either the Rabban and the Rashba hold that Mashkin is different. Mashkin allows you to create a shiva nechazim without a shiva nechazim. The Avnei Melun wants to say, no, Mashkin is not different, but you can create a shiva nechazim without a shiva nechazim. There's no halacha mishmisina to say that you have to have a shiva nechazim whenever you're going to create a shiva nechazim. The Tam is just one is dependent on the other, and you knock out one, mocha shtachav lechaveh, v'chazir mochlo, mochlo. If you knock out the shiva nechazim, then it's going to knock out the shiva nechazim too. That doesn't mean you can't create a shiva nechazim without a shiva nechazim. And that's what you have over here. When you give over the mashkin, you don't have the shiva nechazim. You don't have a shiva nechazim because there was no kinyan on the hischaivas, but you do have a shiva nechazim. What's the simplest answer to this kasha? Zokdub Shimin Shkab. Maybe the simplest answer to the kasha is, why do you assume there's no Shiva Raguf over here? You think Mesiras HaMashkin only created a Shiva Nechasim? That now the Mashkin is Meshuba to this Chiyuv? Maybe you created a Shiva Raguf too? Maybe both Shibu the Machal B'Vasachas. You have a Shiva Raguf and a Shiva Nechasim. You have a shibud aguf to pay the money, and you have a shibud nechasim in the form of the mashkin. That's the simplest answer over here. Not that the Ramban and the Rashba hold that it's a new concept that you can create, you can have a shibud nechasim without a shibud aguf. No, you can have your cake and eat it too. You have both. You have a shibud nechasim and a shibud aguf. Maybe Taka and Achanami, you can't have a shibud nechasim without a shibud aguf. But what happens over here is that the Mesiras HaMashkin creates everything. It creates the Shibud HaGuf and the Shibud Nechasim. It's a kinyan on the Shibud HaGuf and it's a Shibud Nechasim. Chalipin is not a Shibud Nechasim. If you give a Sudr in order to be Makna the Shibud, the Sudr creates the Shibud HaGuf. So Nechasim in the Chalipin, it goes back to the other guy. Shtar is Chayvus is not a Shibud Nechasim. Shtar is a piece of paper. It's not worth anything, right? The shtar is not the shiva nechasim, it's a shiva aguf. It's a representation of the shiva aguf. It's not a shiva nechasim, but if you give a mashkin, right, the chov is worth a certain amount of money, the mashkin is that value, so that's a shiva nechasim on the chov. So maybe the giving over the mashkin creates both in one fell swoop, vasachas. Maybe it's not that the Ramban and the Rashba hold that there's a new chiddush over here, that you can create a shiva nechasim without a shiva aguf, and afal pi kein, she's not mekudeshes because there's no nesines kasim. No, they hold you can create even a shiva aguf with the giving over of the mashkin. The Siras HaMashkin creates both b'vas achas. So there's no kasha b'chlal. Really, you can't have a shiva nechasim without a shiva aguf, but here, the Siras HaMashkin creates both. And afal pi kein, there's no kiddushin because there's no nesines kasa, because you're not giving anything to her. The mammon has not transferred hands. The mashkin is still ovi gabe, because he's going to take it back. Since you haven't given her any kasa, even though all the shibud of chal, you have shibud aguf, you have shibud nechasim, you have everything you need. Everything you need, but there's no dover be'en, so to speak. You're not giving her kasa. So because you're not giving her kasa, that's why the kiddushin is not ovi chal. Yes?
Other than the, what's the difference between
Shiva Aguf means that I myself am chayav to pay you money. Shiva Nechasim means that my property is mishuba to you. If you have a lien on my property, you can collect my property in place of the money that I would pay you. Okay?
So you keep the in our case, you need to keep it in mash as opposed to the man paying.
But mashkin is a shiba in the chasm because it's property. It's not the classical shiba. Normal shibudim are chal and karka. Mashkin is just metalkin. So at first glance you'd say, well, kind of a shibud is. No, but the mashkin is given over bedafka to be mashuba. That's special. If you give him a tautlam over especially to be meshuba, then the Shiba Nechasa can be chal on the tautlam as well. Okay? Okay, so these are the different ways to learn the Chiddush of the Rabban and the Rashba. They hold that there is some kind of Shiba that's going to be chal. But what Shiba? Is it a Shiba Nechasa, but the Chiddush is Shiba Nechasa can be chal without a Shiba Rabuf? If Mitchila, he was meshabed his Nechasim especially, or no, should we say the Pshat is that here it's Chal B'Vasachas. The Shibud HaGuf and the Shibud HaNechasim are Chal B'Vasachas through the same mechanism. By giving over the Mashkin, both Shibudim can be Chal. Okay, we'll stop here.